episode. I'm Josie.
And I'm Brayden. Today we'll be exploring witchcraft.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, and then we'll be actually able to access the dead. That would be pretty cool.
Witches have been a part of, like, pop culture for some time.
Also, witches have had a bad stigma for some time.
Oh, Brayden, speaking of that, have you heard of the Salem Witch Trial?
Actually, I have. We should talk more about that and what it was.
So, it was basically, like, where people would kill anyone that was involved or looked as if they were involved with witchery.
What sort of witchery were we talking about?
So, it began in the spring of 1692 after a group of these young girls in the Salem Village, Massachusetts, claimed to be possessed by the devil. And then they decided to just go accuse a few, like, local women of witchcraft.
Oh, yeah, and people would suspect you of being a witch if you had a wart or a marking on your face.
Yeah, so in reality, there was no actual witchcraft involved.
That is correct.
Now it's time for our sponsor today.
That's right.
Laundry sucks. Get a new tee at your closest Hot Topic.
I want to hear more about that.
Well, one night, it was like a blue moon just a couple weeks ago, I made like this pentagram glyph in my backyard. It was a light glyph, so not super bad. But, and yes, my parents were gone because I didn't know how they would feel if they were home if I were to do that. And I think I might have summoned this little demon. I didn't quite get his name, but he was pretty cool.
Well, that sounds exciting. Personally, I have never dabbled in the witchy arts.
Have you heard of a Ouija board?
I think you mean a Ouija board. Not Luigi board.
Yeah, a lot of people could pronounce it Luigi board. If you read some comments on them, on some videos, like you can go on YouTube and there'll be videos about Ouija boards and people will spell it all these weird ways.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so you can talk to the spirits with one. It's really fun.
Wow.
If you don't have access to one, though, you can always make one with, like, special glyph spells or just use an online one, but they don't work as well.
So let's talk about the history of the Ouija board.
So I found some stuff in an article called The Strange and Mysterious History. In February 1891, the first few advertisements started appearing in papers. Ouija, the wonderful talking board, boomed at a Pittsburgh toy and novelty shop, describing a magical device that answered questions about the past, present, and future with marvelous accuracy, and promised to never fail amusement and
immaterial.
Another advertisement in a New York newspaper declared it interesting and mysterious and testified as a proven at patent office before it was allowed, and it was only $1.50.
Wow, that's cool. I didn't know that.
I know, right? You can learn so much from the internet.
Today, Ouija boards are like $30 to $35.
Wow, that's kind of pricey. I don't got that kind of money.
So go to your local Target if you want to summon, if you want one to summon spirits at 3 a.m.
Okay. Hey, Brayden, want to talk about some nice witchy finds from Amazon?
Yeah, there's a lot of good brands to choose from.
So there's this one really good brand called Craft Mystic, and they have a lot of good like witchcraft kits. So I'm gonna search one up and find it so we can tell you what's in the one that I'm getting.
Cool.
So this craft is called you know how Amazon titles are always super long,
but
this
yeah.
is Witchcraft Supplies Box for Wiccan Spells, 36 pack of crystals, dried herbs, and colored magic candles for beginners, experienced witches, pageant spells, versatile tool gift, packaging, baby toy craft. I don't know why it says baby toy craft.
That's funny. I'll make sure to look at those.
That's right.
We'll look at some.
Hey guys, girls, and everyone else out there, welcome to our third ever scary podcast episode. I'm Josie.
And I'm Brayden. Today we'll be exploring witchcraft.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, and then we'll be actually able to access the dead. That would be pretty cool.
Witches have been a part of, like, pop culture for some time.
Also, witches have had a bad stigma for some time.
Oh, Brayden, speaking of that, have you heard of the Salem Witch Trial?
Actually, I have. We should talk more about that and what it was.
So, it was basically, like, where people would kill anyone that was involved or looked as if they were involved with witchery.
What sort of witchery were we talking about?
So, it began in the spring of 1692 after a group of these young girls in the Salem Village, Massachusetts, claimed to be possessed by the devil. And then they decided to just go accuse a few, like, local women of witchcraft.
Oh, yeah, and people would suspect you of being a witch if you had a wart or a marking on your face.
Yeah, so in reality, there was no actual witchcraft involved.
That is correct.
Now it's time for our sponsor today.
That's right.
Laundry sucks. Get a new tee at your closest Hot Topic.
That's right. Hot Topic has all your favorite bands and anime shirts.
We are back from that little break.
Hey, Juicy, have you done any witchcraft?
Actually, I have.
I want to hear more about that.
Well, one night, it was like a blue moon just a couple weeks ago. I made like this pentagram glyph in my backyard. It was a light glyph, so not super bad. But, and yes, my parents were gone because I didn't know how they would feel if they were home if I were to do that. And I think I might have summoned this little demon. I didn't quite get his name, but he was pretty cool.
Well, that sounds exciting. Personally, I have never dabbled in the witchy arts.
Have you heard of a Ouija board?
I think you mean a Ouija board. Not Luigi board.
Yeah, a lot of people could pronounce it Luigi board. If you read some comments on them, on some videos, like you can go on YouTube, and there'll be videos about Ouija boards, and people will spell it all these weird ways.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so you can talk to the spirits with one. It's really fun. If you don't have access to one, though, you can always make one with, like, special glyph spells or just use an online one, but they don't work as well.
So let's talk about the history of the Ouija board.
So I found some stuff in an article called The Strange and Mysterious History. In February 1891, the first few advertisements started appearing in papers. Ouija, the wonderful talking board, boomed at a Pittsburgh toy and novelty shop, describing a magical device that answered questions about the past, present, and future with marvelous accuracy, and promised to never fail amusement and immaterial. Another advertisement in a New York newspaper declared it interesting and mysterious, and testified as a proven at patent office before it was allowed, and it was only $1.50.
Wow, that's cool. I didn't know that.
I know, right? You can learn so much from the internet.
Today, Ouija boards are like $30 to $35.
Wow, that's kind of pricey. I don't got that kind of money.
So go to your local Target if you want to summon, if you want one to summon spirits at 3 a.m.
Okay. Hey, Brayden, want to talk about some nice witchy finds from Amazon?
Yeah, there's a lot of good brands to choose from.
So there's this one really good brand called Craft Mystic, and they have a lot of good like witchcraft kits. So I'm gonna search one up and find it so we can tell you what's in the one that I'm getting.
Cool.
So search that up. It should be right here.
Yummy, gummy.
Okay, so this craft is called, you know how Amazon titles are always super long, but this is Witchcraft Supplies Box for Wiccan Spells, 36 pack of crystals, dried herbs, and colored magic candles for beginners, experienced witches, pageant spells, versatile tool gift, packaging, baby toy craft. I don't know why it says baby toy craft.
That's funny. I'll make sure to look at those.
That's right.
We'll look at some more brands.
Okay, so I know some good, like, tarot deck brands.
Ooh, I love tarot readings.
So there's this one brand called Luna Somnia. My friend has a few decks from that brand. I personally haven't gotten a tarot deck yet, but I'm asking for one for Christmas, so let's hope I get one.
Ooh, that's cool.
So if you're just, like, a baby witch, then you should get this book called Witchcraft Self-Love. It's all about eliminating self-doubt, which I probably need that, and going through a journey of self-love with added witchcraft.
That sounds really cool. You should go check it out if you're just starting out.
Oh yeah, grab this opportunity now.
I will.
Well, we're starting to run out of things to talk about.
So let's wrap up. What did we talk about today?
Well, we talked about witchcraft and some cool stories. I hope you guys enjoyed this special episode of Witchcraft and Spooky Stuff. Have a spooky day.
And thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Okay, so I know some good, like, tarot deck brands.
Ooh, I love tarot readings.
So there's this one brand called Luna Somnia. My friend has a few decks from that brand. I personally haven't gotten a tarot deck yet, but I'm asking for one for Christmas, so let's hope I get one.
Ooh, that's cool.
So if you're just, like, a baby witch, then you should get this book called Self-Love. It's all about eliminating self-doubt, which I probably need that, and going through a journey of self-love with added witchcraft.
That sounds really cool. You should go check it out if you're just starting out.
Oh yeah, grab this opportunity now.
I will.
Well, we're starting to run out of things to talk about.
So let's wrap up. What did we talk about today?
Well, we talked about witchcraft and some cool stories. I hope you guys enjoyed this special episode of Witchcraft and Spooky Stuff. Have a spooky day.
And thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.